All right, so I'm going to call to order this committee meeting to update our procedures. At 6:06, we can call it and have the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, roll call.
Mr. Harris.
Yes.
Mr. Kupchinski.
Here.
Mr. Mizowitz.
Here.
Mr. Denise.
Here.
And Mr. Denise, just for the record, Mr. Denise was invited to join our subcommittee at our last regular commissions meeting. So he'll be officially a member of this now, I hope. We recruited him. We didn't give him a chance to say yes or no. So he's here.
And
so
he showed up.
And he showed up. So it's too late right now. He can't get out of it. Communications, I'm not aware of any. Then we can move to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak?
Record should reflect there's nobody in the room and there's nobody waiting on Zoom.
Okay. we have, I had taken minutes, meeting minutes for the last, for our first two meetings. They're attached. Get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. You have to abstain.
Yeah, understood. Aye. So the minutes are approved. So next item is to review and discuss the proposed revisions to our special exception or the site plan application or both. We had talked about separating this into two forms, and it seems like that's what the direction we're going. Matter of fact, Paul gave us copies two, of right. what they do with where it is already separated. So that reaffirms that decision to me. And so this portion is to talk about what we want that form to look like. Now, what I was going to suggest is we could take either one of the example forms one, mark it up at what we used to call a red line.
That's right.
And then, because we're going to need to pass this out to the other commissioners, and I anticipate getting feedback from the other commissioners. So I didn't think we wanted to invest a lot of time in re-editing this application. At first, let them edit it from what we think is, and send it out to them, and then we'll put it into a type format. And then we would start to hone in on coming up with what the final version would look like. So with that, I mean, I'll open it up to anyone that wants to have input. We got Al sent us some suggestions.
Al sent us a sample
form. He did his homework. So
application form.
They did not, but that's okay.
So yeah, so what I sent is what I just call like the cover. That's just, to me, the most important information, just as a quick glance, what this application is going to be. Apparently about. Yeah, well, and then I was going to say we just borrow from subdivision, where then they have separate attachments for the different things that may be required.
Right.
You know, so like they had a maps, plans, and documents attachment. They had a data, project data attachment. I think you need a statement of use attachment. And of course a site plan attachment.
Some of those attachments, let me just add, are going to be our regulation sensitive. Okay, for example, site plan checklist. Okay, we have a specific site plan that I don't know is the same as Orange's site plan requirements.
Right,
regulation.
Right.
So we would want to make sure that whatever we put in there for a requirement for a submittal is going to be associated with our site plan, not necessarily Orange's. Okay.
I just kind of posted that as an example.
No, and that's great.
That site plan will works itself through the Orange County regulations. One thing I found the difference between the first difference I've seen between Orange and Derby's is that Derby's is, are much more lengthy, much more lengthy.
Yes.
And so the checklist should probably has to reflect that. And it's to help both the applicant because maybe the engineering firm's first time going through the regulations and us as commission members. I mean, I went through those regulations a number of times, and there's so many and they're so lengthy that I like the help of having it written down in front of me.
And that's going to get to my, because our checklist form in our zoning regulations, which is Appendix A in our regulations, it's one, two, three, it's 3.5 pages long. Pretty small print. The key is many of those things may be applicable to any individual person's application, but many of them may not be. And this is the reason why an applicant, it's mandatory. They have to meet with the zoning enforcement officer, go through that checklist, see what's applicable for their project, and see what's not before they go crazy diving into the regulation itself, the site plan regulations, and producing all the things that are applicable.
And I mean, I don't think it should be part of the application itself. I think it should be in a packet. And that
It could be in
applicant
a
comes
package.
in, he's got that checklist,
But you
but
want to
he
make them
knows.
aware that this thing exists.
And then, like you said, another thing of documentation could be the sign off on all the different agencies that may be.
Well, that's, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That's going to be something that usually happens towards the end. The sign off is from all the different
Right,
departments,
but I
means that
mean,
they've received a copy
right.
of the final site
But
plan.
I'm saying that
Okay.
number one would be the zoning enforcement.
Number one is zoning
So
enforcement.
that would be, and you would just have before you even submit the application.
Yes.
And
Before
then
you go
just the list of,
crazy,
yeah.
trying to produce an application, find out what is applicable. Because the biggest complaint, and Paul, you probably bear this out too, with people who are trying to do something, they're trying to build something on their property. They look at the zoning regulations, it's like
Yeah.
read and break, okay? They don't know, what to do, where to start. They have to start with the zoning enforcement officer, and
And
he'll sort it out.
what I like Monroe, they have a site plan application, but they also have a minor site plan application,
A what?
a minor. So it cuts out all that crap that a big site plan application needs.
Yeah, depending on what they're trying to
Yeah.
do. Same thing with us. I mean, you've seen projects come before us where
Right. You don't need nothing.
the only alteration that has to be done is maybe add a couple of parking spaces in the parking lot. It's not all of this. But they don't know that. They don't know that until they meet with an authority, who in our case is the zoning enforcement officer, to tell them that and say, look, you got to come in with a parking plan, in order to go forward with the commission.
Right.
So that's, yeah, no, I agree. But I think Paul was right. You got to start with something that addresses all of the items in our regulation. Otherwise, you're not doing the applicant justice.
Yeah,
You know,
but that's the thing. It's
the zoning
like you
enforcement officer
said,
will.
a lot of these applications, they don't have to deal with 90% of what's in our thing.
I agree.
So
Well,
you don't need
who's going to make the
90% of that
decision to
handwritten.
cut that out?
That's with the zoning enforcement.
That's right.
That's where,
That's why they go in, you attach this
and
checklist,
that's why,
the
yeah.
applications, they go through it with the zoning enforcement officer, and you see where it says yes, no, variance, it might be all
Right.
no's. except for one item.
Yeah.
Okay. But it helps them out. You can't really verbally communicate that to somebody unless you actually sit down with them and you see what they're trying to do.
Like, yeah, I think like Paul on yours, the orange, I think the first paragraph says strongly suggest you sit with the zoning enforcement.
Oh, yeah, so, you know, unless it's in the regulations, yeah. You can't require it.
And right.
There are still some.
Right, but
it's in our regulations.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. But I
it's
mean,
in Derby's, right?
That should be just like even a letter.
Should be attached, in, should be right
should,
in the
yeah,
application.
It shouldn't be, have to be in the application. It should be a letter. This is our application process. And that first paragraph, you strongly suggest that you sit down with the zoning.
What? And the regulation.
Right
regulation.
Yeah, but
regulation says he has to.
This is part of that checklist. It says the items listed on the attached mm-hmm. checklist must appear
right.
on the site plan submitted for review by the zoning right. officer or indicate NA.
Yeah.
Is not applicable.
Yeah, but that to me, that's the checklist. That's not the application.
Part of the
application. Yes.
It's
I
part
mean,
of the application.
It's that, part of the packet. We don't have to see that. Checklist. We never see the checklist.
And that's a problem too. Okay. I mean, if it's official part of the application, if we want to see it, we should be able to see it. We've taken so many shortcuts over the last 10 years with zoning. That's why we're sitting down here tonight. Okay. Because it's, you know, we get
so,
an application
so I'd like to,
and you don't
I'd like
even
to
know
suggest,
what it is.
Huh? I'd suggest, so I learned this writing proposals. It was always better to put more in
That's
and
right.
cut it away than to try and cut it away now.
Okay.
So I would say, let's put all this stuff in there and then we could start.
Then it could get weeded out.
Then you, because you may find opportunities to,
well,
right? So we'll put everything in and we're going to get feedback from, we still haven't talked to the zoning enforcement officer and all this stuff we're giving him to do.
I talked to him and I told him you're in for something, buddy. Okay. I know Kevin well, but, and he agrees. Well, Kevin's been around a long time.
Okay.
He agrees. Our applications are too lax.
So
I would not be. I would suggest whatever you want to put in there. Let's load
it
in there.
These are basic things. You know, a checklist is a basic thing.
Yes,
can
sir.
Can I offer? Because I'm the victim of the lack of process.
Yeah.
The process needs to be very specific. And then it needs to be followed, because the reality is stuff is just not being followed. So that is problematic, and it's not fair. It's not a fair process. One of the biggest criticisms through the years has been that, we don't know. Nobody tells us. We're not sure. They told us one thing. It needs to be like very specific.
It's got to be a system.
So that. But there needs to be like staff review, and there needs to be like deadlines. There need to be deadlines to say this is is it ready or not ready?
Right.
Or, you know, and if it's not, then that's not.
It shouldn't come
that's
before
not,
us.
But that's not being anti-business or anti-development. It's pro-process. There should be a process because the process should protect everybody else.
That's right.
Not just because you have extra things that other people have. It should be a fair process for everybody, not just because it's the process hasn't been followed, and then you have a whole bunch of issues that come up and are problematic. So
I agree. When a developer comes in the door, he wants to do what he has to do to streamline his process to get in here. So
and we shouldn't wind up after an application is submitted with the 3 pages of review comments from the planner. That really irks me because 90% of those issues should have been headed off at the pass downstairs. Okay. Those are basic things that should appear in an application. And what it does is it creates animosity between the applicant and the city, because it's like, we didn't know that we had to do this, you know? And that's why we wind up with applicants coming before us 3 months in a row for a simple daycare center.
So what I like to suggest is we'll focus on getting the form in a format. And even if it's got too much in it, that's okay. And then, so here's where I can actually make a contribution. I am not a planning and zoning expert, and I don't pretend to be, but what I am an expert in is business processes within organizations. I work for Sikorsky. I worked in the quality program there. I was an associate in doing Six Sigma work there. I know how to do value stream maps and process maps. This
that's
is a relatively
chairman.
Well, but I mean, that's what I know how to do. So I could follow the, when you have the application written, then I could try and shoehorn it into a process. And then we'll see what it looks like. And that will also highlight, you know, are we doing redundant things? It also allows us to make sure that I keep hearing on a consistent basis, the zoning enforcement officer has to be embedded in this.
Absolutely.
And so the way to embed him is in the process here, right? So if he's the guy who can, he's the only guy who lets the form out the door, he's embedded now. If he's the guy who only receives completed forms, so he becomes the gateway that all this stuff moves through. If that's the job you want, I'm assuming that's the job you want him to have. And I assume he's going to accept it and then he'll have enough time to do it.
It can't work any other way. It can't work
So that's the way you embed him in, is you put it in the process that he has to touch these things at certain points before it goes to the next step.
Right. It can't. If somebody comes in with an application right before the meeting, they see Lisa downstairs. I got to get this application in. That's what's been happening.
But that's well, that's.
But it's happening. But it's not. It's not just a staff. The problem is there's no department head. I mean, if
we know that.
Well, I know, but I mean, but it's like. You could talk and you can have as many forms as you want until there's a prompt to somebody to say it's unfair to put it all on.
Can
I finish?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's unfair to put it on a part-time administrative assistant, you know, a clerical person, and when there's intervention from other people, chair, other members. The planning consultant, attorneys that don't even work for the city. I mean, there's all kind of intervening things that interrupt the process.
Yes.
Because none of this stuff is really about evaluating zoning credentials or whatever. This is 100% about the process. And it needs to be structured so that the discretion is really what is prescribed by the board.
That's right.
So when the person comes in, whoever the applicants are, these are the rules. Either you follow them or you don't.
You don't follow them, you're done. It's over.
Well,
there is a but, though.
Yeah.
That even if we spell out a process, someone can still come in and file an application under the state statutes.
Yes.
The time starts ticking.
Right.
So you have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
But usually if you spell out that process, it's going to be followed if they want to get approved.
And if there is a process, right, and they say, I'm going to submit this thing on the back of a, you know, candy wrapper,
right,
then the board should also enforce that, say, well, whatever, it could be.
It's not compliant. Reject it without prejudice or with prejudice, whatever you want to do. That's what I think that's one of the things the commission has not done enough of, is to say, you didn't do this right. We're going to deny it without prejudice. Go back and sit with those people and figure out, I'll get this thing right. And we have to do that.
Well, we gave the application into the office. They took it. What do you mean it's not right? What do you mean? That's why the gatekeeper has to be the CEO.
I hear you, but.
And he might have to browbeat people and say, you know, we know that we got to take your application, but.
But
you know,
if it gets forced
to succeeding when it gets to planning and zoning, or I can't vouch for it. I want
to. And then, but then we have to back him up too.
That
we have to back him up on that though too, right?
But here's your real.
Got to back him up.
What? But
yeah.
it's not.
So you
case.
Make one of the requirements is the meeting with the P&Z, have a, he has to sign off, and he has to have a completed checklist signed off by him. And that's it.
And that's why, Albert, it's important for the checklist to be part of the application.
Who signs off?
It'll be an attachment.
Who do we want to sign off on the application?
Got it.
Because that's important. No, no, I mean, in terms of the applicant, who is signing off on the application?
If the applicant, and then it says that, are you the owner of the property? What's your interest in the property?
Okay, but here, I think it really has to have, there really has to be some sort of submission and approval by the property owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then secondly, the site plan has to be certified as an A2 survey. Okay.
Well, that's what
so it's got to be an A2 survey, and you require that same individual that did that site plan to sign off on the application, because now he's putting his license on the line that reflects that that application.
There are some exceptions in our regulation following that. I agree with you. I mean, you want a
that's how we engineer. That's when we looked at an application is a. If someone who's certified,
we could go through what the exceptions are, but there are exceptions to that.
Okay. So site plan is at A3. What was the term you
used? A2.
A2.
Yeah.
I have a section here where it's required.
So,
can I just add one? Yes. Because I'm not a zoning person. So I'm not conversant in that when you get into the weeds, but like you, I'm conversant in the public process of the administrative process and where it breaks down. And in my opinion, there's part of this that is just administrative. It's not, you don't need zoning expertise like these guys have, or in Al, because you've been on too. You don't need that. You just, it needs to be, here's the checklist that was adopted by the commission. So it's not the signer offers, the person who's signing off, discretion. It's not really a discretionary thing. It's a ministerial, in a way, function that's either yes or no.
That's right. There's no.
And so to me, the gatekeeper is not a negotiator. The gatekeeper is the person saying, the neighbors were notified, you know, all of those things that, you know, yeah, the person has to be a kind of a hard-nosed type person because otherwise it's just all over the place.
It's a waste of time.
And so this also this also gets into, so just let me short, because you mentioned the fact you don't have, so there needs to be, the applicant might disagree with the assessment that's put on the checklist. And then there's an appeal process that the applicant can make, and that's where you need the boss. The guy doing the checklist can't be the boss. There has to be somebody above. So there has to be someone who's not dealing with. So the zoning enforcement official cannot be the bad guy.
Why?
Because that breaks down the relationship he has when he needs to be a good guy and get other people to do things. Bosses are asked to be bad guys or other people. So I was a bad guy at work. When they called me in on a problem, people ran out the other door because they knew they were in deep doo-doo because I was coming in to fix things. I was a hired gun, right? And I had access to a vice president that would, and I would tell him things. I would be the bad cop. The engineer who was working down there with the supplier or whatever, he was the good cop. And so that's why you need some kind of manager who could be the bad cop and come down and say, because he doesn't have to deal with the people that work on this stuff all the time.
We're electing you right now.
Huh?
We're electing you right now.
But that's what you need. That's why you need that manager.
Right.
Well,
we don't have.
Because he educates them.
It has to be like somebody that.
Yeah. He's not emotionally involved.
He's not part of the jury.
You know, there's a couple of informal processes that could go through if there's a conflict between the zoning enforcement officer's judgment and an applicant. Okay. We have a planner. He might be able to intercede. We have the corporation counsel who could intercede. And the last line would be, you got to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals because they have the final say in a case of.
So then that gets built into the process. And maybe that's
well, that's in our regulation.
Okay, but it's not.
It's not going to be part of the patch to
application. But maybe it should be.
No. Yeah, really?
Okay.
I mean,
if you want to,
that's an extreme case, Bill. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Okay. All right.
You know,
I'm just.
I mean, the zoning officer could tell the applicant, look, you don't trust my judgment on this. You know, I'll call the planner, or I'll call the corporation counsel, or you know, and here's an application, by the way, to the Zoning Board of Appeals, because that's a formal application.
Right.
Which we're not adjusted here.
But the planner is not staff.
No, I know
the
that.
The planner is not staff. But we're living in a world where the tail's wagging the dog on it.
Well.
I mean.
Like, Corporation Council staff.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So maybe that's where they go rather than a planner. Planner doesn't want to be bothered with that.
What about just the city engineer? He's the one that writes up all the...
He's doing it now. He's
yeah.
essentially doing that now. That's why we get two and three page review letters for a simple application.
Okay. So I'm going to pull us back to the form again. Because what I'd like to have is a form, even if it's in a red line, that... It's marked up with pen and paper, written in crayon, whatever. And it doesn't even have to be fully fleshed. So here's the sections we want. And maybe that's the form we have. So here's the section.
Okay.
Here's the introduction.
Right.
Has certain key information in it. This could be the start.
All right. So
reduce it to type it. Just give it me.
But so what's on that? So what comes after this?
This is the first page of orange. Okay, and that, I think this is the statement that you're referring to, Bill. Take a look at this.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great introductory
statement. So, and I disagree with that. Because
Why?
This is an application. It's not explaining who you should be seeing and not.
This tells you that. Did you see this, Albert? That's Orange's application. It tells you everything.
It doesn't tell me where the property is.
This is like the instruction. It's like the instruction sheet.
Application.
But that so this is important. Date received, the fee paid, fee schedule.
Read this every time I get an application.
What?
When I receive something, I want to see who's applying.
That's on the other page. There's a second.
Yeah, that's the next second page. I mean, it's good that they would attach that because then they can't turn around and say, "Well, we didn't know that we had, you know, provide this."
But this is kind of like you had made the suggestion about having all the information that is required, right. That like a flow map, and so this kind of addresses some of that.
That's the roadmap,
right? The roadmap that they're going to follow, and it also gives you some administrative. So this would be filled out by this. This right here, I think, is filled out by
this would be the next two pages.
The zoning, yeah.
Of Orange. And that we do need.
But here's, I think, what Al's getting at is that, you know, this has the name of the applicant and everything else on it, too. I don't see that here.
Oh, ours?
So you're standing.
And the orange one.
This is how it should have printed out.
Yeah, that's probably my printer.
That's how the form printed out. So all that information is on there.
So this would be, we would call this the introduction.
The only thing that couldn't fit was their signature on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Say.
No, this is good too, Albert. That's great.
You know,
so I would be saying this page right here, which has all the pertinent information, you know, who's the applicant,
right.
Who owns the property.
Is that orange? Or is
orange has it on page 5.
Yeah, but this is on page 1. This is,
But Al's suggesting is that it wants to be seen sooner. That's all.
And then is list all the schedules that you may need to do.
Documentation to support the application.
Yeah. So the first documentation that was on there is is a sign off on the checklist.
Yeah, statement of use, legal description of the property, the site plan, the preliminary architectural plans, and the waivers. Well, what I would put next to those referrals is the actual section number in the zoning regulations, so that they could quickly go to the zoning regulation. If you don't want to attack,
no. And then, like the site, the subdivision one. See, they list that, but then they have a separate page for each one of those attachments. They give you attachment one, and it lists who made those maps and everything. And then you submit the maps with. But this gives you. Okay, who submitted it? Who made it?
Well, the site, you know, for example, it says statement of use. That could be prepared by anybody as long as it follows the format in that and regulation. Legal description of the property.
Yeah,
that's the land record.
I was thinking
site plan has to be, and Paul says this, it has to be stamped by the person who prepared it.
And we should require a copy of their license. You cannot believe number of surveyors and engineers out there that fail to renew their license.
Really? So they got their number on their stamp.
They have the number on the stamp, but what happened is they haven't sent the money in, or and they haven't renewed their licenses, so that should be
okay. That would again be at the zoning enforcement officer's level.
So what I'll suggest, right? What I'm hearing, there wants to be a sequence of how you collect the information. And so I really like this as page one, which has information for the applicant that he should understand. This gives the applicant his firing order guidance.
Well, to me though, I like this way better. It's a separate letter, explains the procedure. And this is from Derby.
That's Derby's?
Yeah. And this way you're not cluttering up our application with stuff that.
Well, I'm not talking about the words. I'm talking about there wants to be an introduction. I'm suggesting there's an introduction. And if it's a separate letter or part of this packet, I'm not hung up on that. But this is, the applicant says, I want a site plan review. Here's what you got to do, pal. Here's what you better expect to do. And then here's the application. And the application says, now I give you all my information, who's applying for it. And then what's the next logical following after this?
That's not bad. That, of course, you couldn't use that for...
Right.
Because the the sections are different, but let's see if anything in orange mimics that.
And also, like I said, Monroe has got that brand new online site.
Right. Well, I mean, that's fine. It's the information that they're asking for the online that we're interested in right now.
Takes a lot of money to get there.
Yeah. Well, we could.
I know I went through that process. It takes a lot of money. City's got to commit to that. And it should.
Mickey says they love it there. She says now it's tied to the finance. It puts a check on that where it belongs.
Way to go.
And everything else.
Thinking we could go to, so I'm a graduate of Fairfield University, and they have a strong business section there. So you go get a grad student to build the website for you.
Yeah.
And make it part of his project. And so you have him sign an NDA, and maybe you let him in on some of our secrets, but
that's okay.
But you let him create the website and populate the forms. And so we buy him pizza and beer, and that's what it.
But if you pay the subscription, you're using that to populate it for you.
Well, then, but you can have the grad student do it for you too, right? That's all I'm saying is if resources are a problem, then it's not, wouldn't be a stretch to go to a university.
Well, I mean, we already have a website too.
Okay. But I mean, so there's ways to get that done.
Yeah. And I mean, if you do it through the Gov site, I'll get a grant.
Perhaps. So, so let's, I'd like to just think about it. And yes. So I'll just list the sections and then you can put the sections in any order you want them. So I've seen an introduction. There's information on the applicant and other stakeholders, the engineers, the architect, whatever else you need, right? Then there is a section on the project itself, right?
Well, then I think probably the documentation to support the application, wouldn't that be next?
Well, I'm trying to list the, okay, so yeah. The documentation section.
Right.
I'm trying to list the sections.
Yeah.
And then you can shuffle the sections around any way you want them. Right. And then we populate the sections, right?
Although I'm wondering if before
that, I can't wait to give it to the rest of the commission, hear what they have to say about it.
I'm wondering if before that, we do the checklist.
Yeah,
so that we don't confuse people. And, you know, oh, I got to get a site plan. Oh, I got to get this. I got to get that. And they may not need that. You know, depending on what they're planning on doing, they sit down with the zoning enforcement officer, they explain to him what they would like to do, and he can go through the checklist with them and cross out the things that they don't need and check in the things that they do need. So then they got to go out. They got to leave. They may have to hire an engineer to do a site. They might have to hire a surveyor to get their property surveyed. You know, they might. If we require architectural plans, preliminary architectural plans, right. They'll have to get somebody to prepare those.
Right, because like I said, if we do a simple site plan thing, then
simple site
three
plan,
quarters of that stuff.
Yeah, simple site plan, that's going to get picked off. Right at the stage where he sits down, the applicant sits with the zoning enforcement, because there are exceptions.
Yeah, and if we had a separate document for a simple site plan, then he doesn't have to have three or four pages. He's scratching his head. What the heck is this even here for?
He's going to know that, Albert. When after he sits down with the zoning enforcement officer, I don't need all of this stuff. The fact that there's a piece of paper that says that's attached to the application shouldn't get him nervous at that point, okay? Because he knows the zoning enforcement officer told me, I just need these items.
So listen to everybody talking. Right. I wrote down, this is the headings would be for the headings for the application document. So, and there's no prescribed order. Just the order I wrote them down in, right? They could be put anywhere you want them.
Yeah.
So there's an introduction, right? With
rules of the road.
Rules of the road. Okay, that's a good way to put it. There's information on the applicant and stakeholders to the applicant, right? His engineers and so on. There's the project information, address, where it is, what it looks like. There's documentation required. So the site plans, whatever the other documents there might be,
legal description,
whatever has to be put it together. So there's a documentation section. There's a checklist, right? Even the orange one has a checklist. And again, the content of these things can be done later. There's an approval list of signatures. Who signs? A statement of use.
That's part of the documentation.
No, just getting back to that approval. Are you saying approval of the various agencies in the city that referred?
Right. Or
I don't know if you want to call it an approval.
Okay.
Just a sign.
I would say a sign off to get their comments. The reason being is they can't get past one of those agencies that kind of curtails and puts us in a legal issue with our zoning process.
Got it.
So I wouldn't call it an approval. I would call it referral for comments.
Actually,
it's really going to be up to us. that if one of our in-house experts, whether it be the police chief or the engineer, they're our experts. We gotta stand behind them.
Oh, yeah.
We can do that at the level when we're in the zoning process here at a meeting. But to let an approval there, we're making a requirement that that applicant may never get an approval, and it just stops the zoning process and it interferes with the legal notices and the time and duration that we have to make a decision.
I appreciate. Let me know the distinction. Well, I didn't recognize that the distinction is important. I understand
the sign off of those other agencies was simply that, a sign off that they have received a copy of the application and whatever documents were associated with that application, and they could throw it in the garbage after that. They may never comment on it.
But we would like to have their comments.
We would like to, but we can't force them to. And in so many cases, and the mayor knows this, you know, we would be sending plans down to the police station, to the fire, to this one, to that one, okay? Never got anything back from them. But the applicant did their job.
So is there a separate approval section then too? Or
not an approval.
It's not approval. It's the referral for comment.
Staff review, but
is there a separate section on this that somebody
in the regulations?
Oh, yeah. It does approve.
In our
so there is an approval section.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
this section
That's
that
correct.
I was thinking
of.
Yeah. So it's distinct from
what most communities do is they'll have the staff person, the zoning officer, meet with all the department heads, and then the applicant would come in and make his presentation, and everyone has an opportunity to comment. Or the fire marshal may say, right at that point, your fire lane doesn't meet the code. The building inspector may say, hey, listen, you don't meet the handicapped quota. Those things can get resolved there. I don't know if that's possible here in Durban.
Well, somewhere along the line in our system, everyone but the fire marshal refused to comment.
Why?
They didn't seem interested in it. Never got a reason why.
Well, the police commented on the...
That's the first time we saw a comment from the police department in a long time on the water
street. Invite them into a meeting.
Huh?
Invite them into a
meeting.
But invite him in. And if he doesn't show up, then he doesn't show up. Ask him, why
I'm
don't you want
sure.
to comment when there's important issues, like a fire lane,
well,
sprinkler
should...
heads on the building,
those types
of things.
The fire marshal has always been pretty good.
Yeah, fire marshal and the police will comment. You know, like there's a big project over there. They'll say, you know.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to suggest I can do is, this feels to me like what I would do is I have a PowerPoint presentation or slides, and I make a slide for each one of these things. So I got introduction, applicant info, project information, documentation, the checklist, sign off, referrals, and then approvals.
Right.
And so those are the big sections. And I'll change the title whatever you want.
You know,
and then I'll start putting in what I will start pulling from this and from our application and say here's the kind of information you might put in there that I think is important. And I'm just going to use my own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we're going to get feedback on it, and that's good, right? And then what can happen is that becomes the red line document that you give out, that you can take and you can mark it up, and send it back to me, and I'll incorporate it. And then when we've done that once amongst ourselves, then for the next meeting, distribute it to the rest of the commission and say, we got one here for you we got a live one for you to look at and mark it up. And then we should have something we can start fleshing into a final format.
I would just caution about approvals because I think there is no approval.
If there is none, then I will. I'll take it off.
195.36, supporting referrals. And these are all the different department heads that are supposed to receive the plan. And it states evidence that the applicant simultaneously with or prior to submission of the application has transmitted a copy of the application together with plans and documents, if so specified, to the following public agencies as required: city engineer in the wetlands, conservation commission, fire marshal, chief of police, water pollution control, street commissioner, and the board of aldermen. Okay, I've never seen that done, even though it's been critical in the regulations for 25 years. Okay.
So then there should be an approval section then. So what you just
well, that's not approval. That means a referral.
Submit it.
You refer the plans. Mm-hmm. You could have a referral section. Proof that the applicant
has referred the documents.
Submitted those plans to those, like I said, those people could take the plans and throw them in the garbage.
What section is that in?
195-36.
Yeah, and there's some applicants you got to submit to VCAG, you have to submit to others.
So there's no approvals, it's all referrals then.
Yeah.
For that section, yes.
For this application document.
For the section that he just said in terms of the municipal agencies, that's a referral.
Yes.
That's required. Not an approval from those agents.
So there's no approvals required on this document.
No. That's correct.
That's right.
Okay.
We're the approving authority. Planning and zoning.
That's the commission is the approving authority.
Because if we require an approval.
And that's another document. You're not going to sign this. You're going to sign some other document.
At the end, when we make a motion to approve it, then they get a.
But do you sign the application?
No, we don't.
I'm not trying to be a lawyer.
There's an approval letter that goes out, and when that approval letter goes out with the date,
so that triggers
the appeal process, for 15 days. So it requires a separate letter of approval.
Mm-hmm. So that's why there's no approval on this because
that's
a letter.
Correct.
Okay,
requires
that's,
a letter.
I just.
No, that's a good question.
All right, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm retired. I got time. I'm going to be in Florida the next 2 weeks. So when I get tired, we're going.
Just came back from Italy.
Yeah, we're going to Florida for Christmas. My daughter wants to go. My wife. So we're going down there. But I'll have some time, and I can put that together, and I can send it out.
Well,
and then again, I'd like to do one red line amongst ourselves. You know, markup amongst ourselves, and then the plan would be to give it to issue it the next commission meeting before January 20th. Get it to them like a week ahead of time or 2 weeks ahead of time, and they can noodle on it. And if they don't, then at the meeting we bring up, we sent you this thing. What'd you guys do? You know.
And then what's the next step?
Then the next step is to take all that and then build it into a document.
Don't you think the next step is to bring it to the zoning enforcement office?
Oh, you want to get him? No, you're absolutely right. Thank you for reminding.
I think it's important, but you know those applications really help us. What do we want?
Yeah, but we're giving him work to do. We got it.
Well, yes.
We don't involve Kevin. He's liable to take a contract out.
Do we
of
control
it?
So
I'm going to make just for my own self preservation.
I mean, he knows otherwise. It's you know doing it for.
I'll never get a permit through here if I don't. If we don't, personally, he'll
you
make
know, it. I mean, we got a limited staff, Paul. We're all part time.
But we should let him. We absolutely should.
Yeah,
we should see
ask.
It.
We should ask.
Even if we tell him he can't change it, we got to let him see it, right?
But you need people at the staff level because
they got to buy in.
Well, not just buy in, but there's also like there's practical things that you might not be thinking of.
Yeah,
that's true. Yep.
Somebody's got to handle all this paper. You know, when we ask for 8 copies of something,
I think we probably need more than the 8 copies.
I'm not
you know, I mean, you can't do it all electronically. I mean, that's the way the direction everything's going, but. I like to have a solid piece of paper in front of me.
But it's a lot easier, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm technically the clerk of this commission. It's easier if the things are submitted. It would be better to if you increase the application fee to cover whatever the cost of us making copies of it. Because it's a lot easier to take an electronic copy, number the pages, make sure that everything is collated properly, and then you get it in a format because that's like really should be like a booklet. Again, I mean, you know, the way the limited staff that you have now does it, it's probably not
the way
useful to you guys. So
we built the 53K, which is 40,000 parts in it, without paper. We built helicopters without paper. and they're some of the most complex organisms in the world.
But
thousands of load cases in them, and we don't print paper, and we do. The aircraft is as big as this room, and
I don't disagree. I'm not.
Can do it.
I'm not on commenting screen. On paper, not because there's people that like to have the paper, and if you're keeping notes or whatever, it's for certain people. Because if you don't have the hardware, you know, a computer, an appropriate laptop or whatever that has all the software in it, it gets, you know.
But PDF, I mean, I had no problem reading the files that they put up there.
Again, I'm judgment free. I'm not, but I know that for the most part, with the people that I all elected boards and appointed boards, if they have the paper in hand,
I get it
in an organized format, organized. It is the most efficient way to have people just follow.
So what you have to do is into the software, you have to build the ability to print it out the way people want it.
Definitely.
That's what you do. And then those of us who don't need it printed out, we can see it on our screen.
Part of it is the application thing, but part of it is just agenda management software is essentially will cover most of what's needed.
The critical part in terms of being on paper is the plans itself. I look at plans on the computer. They're very, it's difficult to get a perspective and a view, even in terms of architectural plans or site plans. To get a clear notion of what you're looking at, unless you have that big document in front of you.
Well, the problem is, a lot of times you don't get that document until you're walking in here, and that gives you what, 2 seconds to review something.
Right, I agree.
And then you leave the meeting, and there's 6 sets of documents that haven't been opened, sitting on this table.
Oh, that's another problem.
Well, part of the checklist should be. Timeline.
Oh, absolutely.
And I totally appreciating that, you know, there ifs, buts, this and that, but in the end.
So all I can say is that if you want paper, then you want it early, you're going to have to come and get it. Unless you're going to mail it to them.
I don't think that's a problem.
Well,
I don't know. I do think it is a problem. I mean, I do think it's an issue. Again, my wife's on the Board of Ed in Derby for 12 years, and they used to have masses. They used to have a guy that worked for the Board of Ed office that would deliver their packets to them. And they don't do that anymore. They do everything electronically. Once in a while, there's paper involved. But managing paper is hard. Managing paper is expensive. In my business, we went away from paper 20 years ago because it cost so much. We couldn't lift the paper it took to build the aircraft. So you know, you can't carry the cargo. Then you got to go the other way. So I hear what you're saying. There should be times when you do need a drawing, but you got to go get it.
The Board of Ed has a pretty good software system. Basically, the agenda management system that they have makes it easy for whoever's building the agenda. You know, and again, the issue with tonight's meeting. I mean,
that's a perfect example. Well,
part of it is like there's no reason why that agenda was set. I mean, the agenda for ZBA, wetlands, and P&Z are really, in many ways, the easiest ones to do because there's statutory deadline, right? You have to notice a public hearing. So you know what's going to be on the agenda. Sometimes the tax board or the aldermen, there's stuff flying in at the last minute because. You know, they need approvals for different things, but this is regulated. So to me, you know, part of it will be helpful. Like, you know, we don't have a system in place. We're just doing it with PDFs and stuff. So like to carry it, when we label stuff, we can carry it forward, you know, but it's labeled like for a meeting from last month, but it's a continuation. We're not going to relabel it and save another document. So we have to manually do it. So agenda management software would definitely benefit because it would kind of, it's all related.
Okay. We come up with rules and then we don't follow them, right, Albert? Didn't we say that all applications have to be in at least a week before the meeting? So we get a revised
Yeah,
application yesterday morning for a meeting that was supposed to be today. Yeah.
I definitely see revisions, not making things on time, because you got a month after they hear our comments.
Yeah.
That means they've got to go back to whoever they fired, if it takes that. Then they've got to go talk to Ryan.
Usually. No, they don't.
Well, they usually do.
Yeah, I know they usually do, but they don't need to.
And then it's got to get tested on. So maybe a more realistic thing is going to be 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
No.
That a lot of, if it's a complicated review, it may take 2 months by the time you
have to. Mark, we have statutory times, you know, yeah, your public hearings and whatnot. But the point is that if you want to be tardy with your response,
right,
you run the risk that the commission is going to say no.
Right.
So I'm going to, the 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think this is a very good meeting. I think we made a lot of progress. Perfect. I really do. So since Al was kind enough to dig up an automated, a city that has an automated source, I think we should appoint him to benchmark that, go find out some more information, maybe give us a summary, you know, who's the software company.
You know, and I am going to delegate that right to Nikki, because she's at these meetings already.
Okay.
And but
however you get the information is fine with me.
They are extremely... Yeah. All the comments she's coming out there, they're extremely happy.
But see if you could, you know, just find out who they talk to, who's the company they work with or worked with. Yeah. And, you know, what's the cost of, how much are they paying for a month, or is it a one-time fee? And just some information about it.
Yeah, I will definitely get back.
They could do like a little survey and see what in town to use. And then, you know.
I know Shelton's doing some stuff online. I've looked. And Sonia, not so much.
You got to remember, too, though.
Residential permits here are online, though, right?
What's that?
Residential permits here are online.
Yeah.
Yes. Permits are, yeah.
Well, I mean, those are very active offices.
Oh, I get it.
Monroe, Shelton, you know, Derby.
And maybe we'll find out it's not economically feasible.
Well,
you might find that.
First of all, we probably have to assess how many applications we do a year.
Yeah. But there might be an opportunity to piggyback onto that. So supposing we could piggyback onto their system and they just link us somehow. Yeah.
They've got a main folder for P&Z. They have 18 different documents.
Yeah.
Or you partner with Ansonia or Seymour.
I think Ansonia does it.
But maybe they would, and you could share she'd have two separate websites, but driven from the same server organization, right? So, I mean, I'm just talking stuff out there to say, maybe.
I don't think, Mark, do we do a running tally of how many applications we process in a year? You know, like we keep track of building permits.
Like applications that come to the board, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, applications that come in, period. I got an estimate from Kevin. They gave me estimates, notional estimates.
How many?
So 2 or 3 a month.
Yeah.
That's what they get.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And maybe
because he's had some heavy activity lately, but not, you know, he thinks that's an anomaly, right?
Well, and part of it is maybe once we decide like what is, you know, like what are we hoping to accomplish with this software? Just for somebody to make the application digitally.
Make it easier.
Yeah, well, you know what happens is now you start driving people down. So once you start filling out forms online, now you introduce discipline into the process, because you set it up so you can't go past this screen until you fill this in.
Yeah.
So you have to, and this form can't go anywhere until Kevin says so. So you can build those safeguards into it. So now you start to build in checks into it that make it go the way you want it to go.
That's a point.
And, you know, if you don't submit the drawing, you don't get anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the next step.
Yeah, it just sits there. So if you don't pay, it doesn't go anywhere. So,
but I think there are definitely other products, you know, that we could compare,
This sounds like it's state subsidized.
That's through the library, maybe?
This is for... it's OpenGov, and it's available to municipalities through CCN.
CCN like has
been. So if you could find out the mechanics of that, that would be
great.
And
what is it called?
It's called OpenGov.
But what are they doing? Like, what are they doing in Monroe with it?
What are they doing? They here. So I can't because we don't have the internet. But this is just a page, first page.
Or, oh, the forms, like
yeah,
form,
they
like
have
yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
forms. Listen, you click on it when you have internet, you would click on it, and
Yep.
the form would pop up.
Yeah.
And then you could infill it online.
OpenGov. All right, so check it out.
And they do all of, they could do all of their zoning applications on that.
Yeah, they list all the different type of zoning applications.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
We have variance applications.
Now Nikki works with that.
She no, she
oh.
but she because she's at the library there. She has to
oh,
have a lot
okay.
of town meetings.
Yeah,
so she gets all the input.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna. So if there's nothing else,
no, we covered a lot.
We covered a lot of territory, so we could have a motion to adjourn.
I'm moved.
By Paul, second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good meeting.
That was
7:06.
I like it. We're proceeding methodically.